I don't want to invite Tessa to the park. She's probably with Amy.
I know she said some mean things about you, but it's time to let go of that grudge. It's starting to stink. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. You better check your Christmas leftovers. They could be getting moldy and gross by now. Remember, food starts to stink when you hold on to it for too long, just like grudges. When we follow Jesus, though, he commands us to let go of grudges because we've been forgiven by him. He set the example for how we should love others, even when they've teased and hurt you. Colossians 3:13 says, "Forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Our story today is called Throw It Out. "Mom, can we go to the park?" asked Harmony. "I want to go sledding." "All right," said Mom, "but we've got to get this kitchen cleaned up first, including the refrigerator." "Okay," said Harmony. "I'll start there." She opened the refrigerator door and started going through the items. "Harmony, why don't you invite Tessa to come to the park with us?" asked Mom. "No," said Harmony shortly as she dumped some moldy lemons into the trash. "No?" Mom looked surprised. "Why not?" "She's probably with Amy today," Harmony frowned. "Tessa is Amy's friend now." "Can't Tessa have more than one friend? You could invite Amy, too." "No," snapped Harmony. "Tessa knows I can't stand Amy. Last year, Amy said some nasty things about me, and she... Oh, what do I smell?" Harmony made a face. Mom grimaced. "You must have uncovered something that's spoiled." Harmony held up a bowl. "It's this old tuna casserole. Gross." She held her nose. "Quick," said Mom, "get rid of it." Soon the casserole was disposed of and the trash taken outside. "I guess we should clean out the fridge more often. Food smells really bad when it gets too old," said Harmony. "Yes, it does." Mom paused for a moment. "Certain attitudes do, too. For almost a year now, you've been holding a grudge against Amy, and frankly, that grudge is beginning to stink." Harmony sighed. "But, Mom, she said..." "I know, you've told me," said Mom. "But you've said some pretty mean things about her, too." Harmony blushed. She hadn't thought of that. "Don't you think it's time to throw that grudge out?" Mom asked gently. "I know Amy hurt you, and I'm not saying you need to be friends with her. But as Christians, we need to be willing to forgive others when they hurt us, just like Jesus forgives us for our wrongs. Tell him about the hurt you feel so he can help you let go of the bitterness in your heart and forgive Amy." Harmony took a deep breath. "I'll ask Tessa if she wants to come to the park," she told her mom. "And if she wants to invite Amy, she can come too." So how about you? Are you holding a grudge against someone? Do you refuse to forgive that person for what they did? When you let a grudge against someone grow stale and sour in your heart, it hurts you as well as others. But if you trust in Jesus, he's forgiven you for all your wrongs, and he'll help you forgive those who have wronged you. So trust him to help you let go of bitterness and replace it with his love. And by the way, if you're struggling to forgive someone who hurt you deeply, tell a trusted adult so they can help. Our key verse is Colossians 3:13.
"Forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you."
And our key thought for today, don't hold grudges. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach. This is listener-supported Keys for Kids.